I welcome everyone here this evening to this third day of our prayer and fasting. I believe that the Lord has great things in store for us today. He has great things in store for us today in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking on the subject, forces of effective prayer. This is going to be a first part of it because I'm sure that we won't be able to finish today. Forces of effective prayer. Our objective is to understand those forces that facilitate or guarantee effective praying. In James chapter 5, verse 16, James chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible said, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus Christ. By way of introduction, it is true that everyone prays at one point or the other. But not everyone receives answers to their prayers. There are those who pray routinely, there are those who pray religiously, and there are those who pray in emergencies. But not everyone receives answers to their prayers. Even those who pray and receive answers, we don't receive answers at the same rate. We don't receive answers at the same frequency. Question is, what is it that guarantees effective praying? What is it that makes you to pray and you are sure that the prayer will be answered? Number one, it's a solid stand of righteousness with God. A solid stand of righteousness with God. For we are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea, though the giants may be on our way to hinder, God will surely give us victory, victory. Only move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side with God. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side with God. A solid stand of righteousness with God. James 5:16 said, it is the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, not the churchgoer. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man that avails. Praying in ungodliness, praying in iniquity will not avail. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man that avails. What will the stand of righteousness do where it comes to prayer? One, or A. A stand in righteousness gives access to the presence of God. A righteous stand gives you access to the presence of God. You must be in the presence of somebody before you can make requests from them. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2 said, the Lord's hand is not shutting that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquity is separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So, righteousness brings you into proximity with God. Unrighteousness creates the distance between man and God. Gives you access That access is important for prayer. Number two, a standing righteousness gives boldness at the place of prayer. Boldness. Boldness. Proverbs 28 verse 1 said, the wicked man flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Boldness. You are not in the place where the devil, the accuser of the brethren, will continuously harass you with accusations that deflate your confidence at the place of prayer. Gives you boldness at the place of prayer. Number three, a standing righteousness frustrates enemy resistance at the place of prayer. The resistance that the devil will naturally put for a sinful man is collapsed by the force of righteousness. A stand in righteousness frustrates enemy resistance at the place of prayer. Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 30, he said, the prince of this world, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. He may want to resist me, he may want to stand me, but there is nothing of his that is in me that can make him resist me. Unlike Joshua the high priest in Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1 all the way to verse 3, where the Bible said, and he answered me, Joshua the high priest, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? What's happening? Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And while he stood in that filthy garments, Satan stood to resist him. So the ungodly experiences satanic resistance. Unrighteousness makes people experience satanic resistance at the place of prayer. That is why it is critical to have the clarity of conscience, the purity of conscience at the place of prayer, if the prayer must be effective. Somebody say amen. What is the force that guarantees effective prayer? Number two is the knowledge or revelation of God. The knowledge or revelation of God. This translates into a functional relationship with God. When I ask you, do you know so and so person? Yes, I know him very well. We have a relationship. That's what we are talking about here. The knowledge or the revelation of God that translates into a functional relationship with God is key to answered prayer. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, he said, after this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So, the knowledge of God that translates into relationship with God is the basis, the real basis of prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. How does the knowledge of God assist our prayer life? Number one, the knowledge of God eliminates doubt. And is the basis of faith at the place of prayer. It eliminates doubt and becomes the basis of faith at the place of prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Like I have always said, you only doubt people you don't really know. The more of God you know, the more in him you will believe. The more of God you know, the more in him you will believe. That is the basis of Paul the Apostle's prayer in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 that said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The knowledge of God eliminates doubt and becomes the basis of faith at the place of prayer. Number two, relationship grants authorization for requests. It grants or it gives authorization for requests. In the first case, you know God, you know what he can do, so you don't doubt it. In the second case, you have a relationship with him, so you are authorized to ask. Luke chapter 11 verse 9 to 13 gives us some prophetic parable there. He says, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now, he's telling us the business now. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Where relationship is strong, requests are sure. You have sure requests and sure results where there is strong relationship. I have strong relationship with my wife. I have strong relationship with my children. The request from any of these people can't fall on deaf ears. The requests are sure and the results are certain. In fact, for many of the people that I'm related with, we are in a realm where we don't need to ask for things. The things that are needed are available before asking. That's how it is with God. He says it shall come to pass that even before they ask. Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 24. So you come to a point like that with God also. On the strength of relationship. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So relationship. It gives authorization for requests. So before someone will rush to pray, just rush to know God. Rush to know God. God, reveal yourself to me. That's my greatest prayer. Reveal yourself to me. And those who know me know that one of my best scriptures is passages of scripture is Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. All the way. That I may know him and know his power. Just show me yourself. Relationship grants authorization for requests. That is why knowing God and having a vibrant relationship with him makes prayer results work over. Number three, relations, the knowledge of God, which is relationship with God, imparts strength for exploits. Strength. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. Strong. Daniel 11:32. They shall be strong and they shall beat the devil hands down. They shall be strong and they are not permitted to be exploited. They shall be strong and they shall rout the forces of darkness. It imparts strength for exploits. I see somebody stepping into the realm of strength for exploits. If you are that person, say aloud, amen. If you are that person, shout the loud, say amen. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, Father, I come before you today. Give me the grace to walk in the purity of conscience. Help me, Lord, to know you, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Number three is the secret or forces of effective prayer is the knowledge or the revelation of God's will and word. God's will and word. When we have the knowledge of God's will and we have the knowledge of God's word, grants us results at the place of prayer. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Somebody say aloud, amen. The knowledge of the will of God, which is the same as the knowledge of the word of God, this book, this Bible, the knowledge of it, knowing what God wants out of His word, it gives you a lot of leverage at the place of prayer. Why is that so? One, the knowledge of God's word and will unveils to us the scope of our privileges and inheritance in God. The knowledge of God's word, the knowledge of God's will unveils the scope, Ayagalabayatosa, the scope of our privileges, the scope of our inheritance in God. It makes faith easy. The knowledge. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you, which is able to build you and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. When if a person passed and they go to look at the will of the person, then everybody knows what belongs to them right there. That's how the word of God is to us. It's a container of the will of God for His children. One day I saw things in scripture where I saw that the anointing puts a crown on my head. Automatically I stepped into royalty. Just royal operation. Effortlessly. Anywhere around the world. Until somebody, a white woman, said I was the owner of the aircraft were inside, flying from America to Israel. I mean, from Europe to Israel. I've told you the story before. One day I saw my writing, I saw my possibility in scripture. How the shadow of Peter healed the sick. And I said, no, I can't struggle for the healing of anybody. It shows you the scope of your privileges. Shows you the scope of your inheritance in God. And that can let you know what is possible for you. Am I communicating? Number two, the knowledge of God's will and word imparts us with the faith to believe for and take delivery of what is ours in God. Again, the knowledge of God's will and word imparts us with the faith to believe for and take delivery of what is ours in God. You believe for it and you take delivery of it. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 17. He said, but what saith 10, 8 and 17? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's very, very easy. Very, very easy. If I should tell someone here and I said, I want to congratulate you because this Bible that I have, I am deciding to give it to you. What will you do? I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. What did I do to merit this? Will you begin to bind and say, Satan, I bind you. The Bible that belonged to me must enter my hand. Except if there was a contention. But once it is yours, all you need to do is take it. The struggle happens when you are not sure it is yours. The leper told Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, if you are willing, you can make me whole. If thou will, I know you have the power. My problem is I'm not sure if you want to do it. Matthew chapter 8 verse 2. And Jesus said, I will be thou cleansed. The moment he said, I will, the struggle was over. There was no struggle for prayer anymore, for begging anymore. He received the healing on the spot. Your strongest level of faith, I've said it before, is faith in the will of God, not just the power of God. That God is powerful, the devil is aware. What people are not sure is whether God is willing. What God wants to do for me, what God wants to do in my life, is what people are not sure of. Somebody say aloud, amen. I prophesy upon you tonight, everything that belongs to you in the word of God, this night, from this moment, God will expose it to you. God will expose it to you. May you have a clear understanding of the will of God, of the word of God for your life. And may that produce in your life the highest level of faith you have ever walked in. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. For example, I have zero fear that a mortal man or woman, called a witch or a wizard or an occultic man, can take my own life and have his own. Zero. Zero. Mortal man, agent of the devil. I saw it in scripture. That possibility is non-existent. Hallelujah. So you walk normal like the devil and his demons don't exist. Somebody say aloud, amen. Now, the third one is very important. Take your seat. How does the knowledge of God assist you? The knowledge of the word of God. Number three, or C, the knowledge of the word of God imparts strength to deal with the forces of darkness at the place of prayer. The knowledge of the will and word of God imparts strength. That strength makes you to deal with the forces of darkness at the place of prayer. It imparts strength. In 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14, 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14, John said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that he is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. Why? And the word of God abideth in you. And because the word abideth in you and you are strong, what happens? You have overcome the wicked one. Is there somebody overcoming the wicked one here today? If you are the one overcoming the wicked one, shout the Lord and say amen. If you are the one overcoming the wicked one, shout the Lord and say amen. Literally, say, I am strong because the word of God abides in me and I have overcome the forces of darkness. I have overcome the wicked one. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. There's something I don't want you to forget for life. That is light. The word of God is light. Light is fuel for might. Light imparts might. It is not possible to be lighted and be weak. Light in the word of God, it imparts you strength and might to tackle the devil. That is why in the morning the lizard is weak until he receives light from the sun. And when it is lighted enough, it takes off in the race. And he can fall from a height and nod his head. But he cannot dare that first thing in the morning, because it has not drank light yet. The eagle looks in the direction of the sun and connects with the light that makes it to make exploits. Beloved, if you see yourself, if you sense that you are spiritually weak, go for light. Light of scripture. Light of the word. A light that shows you what is yours in God. What is yours in God. That light gives you might. Look at Caleb. Joshua chapter 14 and in verse 10. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. As he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day fourscore and 5 years old. As yet, I am strong this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war. 85 years for war. Both to go out and to come in. Now verse 12, these are the secret. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. God spake to me about this mountain, that this mountain is my possession, that this mountain is my inheritance. On the basis of what God said to me, and I know it's my inheritance, and you heard in that day that the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out. Just give it to me. Leave the balance for me. I will drive them out. He got light. Light gave him might. And the might caused him to take the flight. He took his possession. Somebody say aloud, amen. What does that mean to you? When you are lighted with the word of God, lighted with the will of God, you are never weak at the place of prayer. Neither will you be weak at the forces of hell, the forces of your father's house, that are trying to block the answer to your prayers. Even with what I am saying tonight, I see unusual strength. I see supernatural strength coming for somebody here right now. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. Little writer, say, I receive light and I have might because of the light, and I am taking my flight in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. How many of you, your father gave you land? Your father gave you land. All the documents, everything are accurate. Your father gave you. And somebody say it is his land. And the person was alive when your father had the land. And the person didn't collect the land from your father. And your father gave you the land and gave you the documents and gave you everything. And somebody say it is my land. What will you do? Okay, I don't want trouble. Take the land. For where? For even if your name is devil, I will deal with you. I will deal with you. Why? I have light, that this is my right. Hey! I have the light. I have the light that this is my right. I have light that I am not confused. I am not in ignorance. I have the light that this is my right. And because of the light of my right, I have the might in the fight. Yes, I have light regarding my right. And so I engage you in the fight. I engage you in the fight. I engage you in the fight. I have the light. And the light showed me my right. And the right gave me might. And the might engaged me in the fight. Somebody say amen. That's why it is very important. Saturate your life with word. Put it in your ears. Between here and City Gate, you can listen to 15 minutes worth of word that can become seed in your spirit, that can equip you for war when necessary. This is very, very important. Light regarding your right gives you might to engage the enemy in the fight. And it's not a fight to lose. It is a fight to win. Finally, what are the keys or the forces of effective prayer? Number 4, for today we'll end here. Vibrant faith in God. Vibrant faith in God. Faith in God is a major key to answer prayer. Faith in God. James chapter 1 verse 5 and in verse 6. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Look at verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he will receive anything from verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord if it is not asked in faith. Three things, and then I round off now. What does faith do for you? First, faith moves God into action at the place of prayer. It moves God into action at the place of prayer. It moves God into action at the place of prayer. It moves God into action. Without faith, it is impossible to move God. That's the literal meaning of the word, please God. Hebrews 11:6. It moves God. You are praying, and when the prayer is done, with the strength of faith, God moves. God doesn't just hear you. He moves. He moves in response to what you are saying. Secondly, faith collapses the obstacles and oppositions. Obstacles and oppositions at the place of prayer. It collapses potential obstacles that may hinder the prayer. In Mark 11:23, he said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Faith collapses obstacles and oppositions at the place of prayer. Remember, 3, or C, faith grants access into the world of possibilities at the place of prayer. It grants access into the world of possibilities to the man who believes anything is possible. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. For the man of faith, anything is possible. Tonight, I pray for someone and I decree, you step into the realm of all possibilities. Can I hear a louder amen? Number four, or D, faith switches on the miracle working power of God. It switches on supernatural power. Faith is the switch of power. In Acts chapter 6 and in verse 8, the Bible said concerning Stephen, full of faith and power. When a man is full of faith, power is available. Full of faith and power. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And the faith switched on the power. And the power gets the work done. Gets the results. What is the basis of faith? There are many things, but I will say two. We've mentioned two already. First, faith is based on the knowledge of God. That is, you know God. You camp with God. God shows you himself. What he can do, what he cannot do. What do I mean, what he cannot do? He cannot lie. He cannot deceive. Number two, faith is based on the revelation of the word of God. The word and the will of God. The more of his word and will you know, the more audacious you become in faith. When you take that audacity to the place of prayer, you see results like water. One young man in ministry, he said to me many years ago, he said, what I struggle to get done with one person, you get it done with so many people in a short time. Like, stand up. The Lord is healing you of this and that and that. And you can stay with one person for 15 minutes. or 30 minutes. How many, so many minutes. Just a long time. Long time. And I say this and I say that. And you are whole and you are healed and receive in Jesus' name. Within that 15 minutes, 1,000 people can be healed. And delivered. And, do you understand? So he was in all humility. He said, what I'm struggling to do within 10, 15 or more minutes, you get it done in it, just with the speed of light. Our levels are determined by our revelations. We function and act based on what we know. We act to the best of our knowledge, based on our revelations. And our revelations become the fuel for our results. It's a new day. It's a new day. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. I've shown you four things tonight that are forces for effective prayer. Number one is what? A solid stand of righteousness with God. Number two is what? The knowledge of the revelation of God. Number three is what? The knowledge of the revelation of God's will and word. And number four, is vibrant faith in God. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your two hands and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. Give the Lord the adoration. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and honor him. Adore him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. We are going to pray some prayers very, very sharply. Today on our schedule, the glory of God translates into honor. It translates into dignity. We shall be establishing now. But before we step there, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you cleanse me
of every guilt,
every lifestyle,
every habit,
every character,
every tendency,
every nature
that prevents me
from being heard of you.
In the name of Jesus. Every life and every character that is contrary to my walk with you, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I ask for the cleansing, I ask for the cleansing, I ask for the cleansing. Mahose Toreto Sebri Galara Galara. Prospector Sepete Kalama. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Father, I ask that you draw me closer.
Draw me closer.
To yourself.
To yourself.
Help me to know you.
Help me to know you.
To know the power.
To know the power.
Of your resurrection.
Of your resurrection.
Father,
Father,
help me to know your word.
To know your word.
And your will.
And your will
for my life,
for my life
at this time.
At this time.
And Father,
Father,
I ask
that
this knowledge
will
birth
in me
vibrant faith.
Victory faith.
Winning faith.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. We shall be thanking God for this third day of the fast, all the miracles, signs, wonders, and testimonies we have received so far. Psalms 103, verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father,
Father,
thank you for this third day of the fast.
Thank you, Lord,
for miracles, signs, wonders, and testimonies so far. To you alone be all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you for this third day of the fast. Thank you, Lord, for miracles, signs, wonders, and testimonies so far. To you alone be all the glory, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and establish the prayer.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8.
The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and he had lighted upon Israel. Please repeat that for me. Say, Father, thank you for the life transforming destiny, moving word released today. Thank you, Lord, because no life shall return and remain the same. Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, thank you for the life transforming destiny, moving word released today. Thank you, Lord, because no life shall remain and return the same. Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for the life transforming destiny, moving word released today. Thank you, Lord, because no life shall remain and return the same, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the life transforming destiny, moving word released today. Thank you, Father, for the life transforming death and loving war. Release today. Thank you, Lord, because no life shall return or remain the same. Lord, in the name of Jesus, no life shall remain or return the same, Lord. In the name of Jesus, never die.
In the name of Jesus, Hosea chapter 6 and then verse 2. And after 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Lift your voice and pray after me. Say, Father, we ask that you raise us up. Father, we ask that you raise up everything that is dead or dying around our lives, families, church, nation, Nigeria, on this third day of the fast. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will raise up everything that is dead or dying around our lives and families. Church and nation, Nigeria, on this third day of the fast. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift our voice and pray. Father, we ask, Lord, that you raise up everything that is dead for dying around our lives, our family, the church, our nation, Nigeria, on this third day. All right.
Shemajira on this third day of the fast. Do it, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, 1 Chronicles 16:27 and Isaiah 35:1-2. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing, and glory, the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Lift up your voices and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that
the glory
and honor
of your presence, will be reflected,
On
my life,
my family,
the church,
Dunamis,
and our nation, Nigeria,
In this season,
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father,
I ask
that the glory,
and honor,
of your presence,
Will be reflected,
on my life,
my family,
the church,
Dunamis.
Dunamis,
and our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season,
Shame. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
I ask
that the glory,
and honor,
of your presence,
will
neutralize
every agenda,
of shame, or reproach
for my life,
destiny,
family,
church,
dynamics,
and our nation,
Nigeria.
In this season,
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father,
we ask that the glory,
and
honor,
of your presence.
Neutralize
every agenda
of shame,
reproach
for my life,
destiny,
family,
church,
dynamics,
and our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season,
Oh Lord,
in the
in the name of Jesus.
The Lord has heard us and He has answered us, and you believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. I'm satisfied in Jesus. I'm satisfied in Him. My faith in Him can never fail. Your faith in God will never fail. Our faith as a church in God will never fail. Our faith as a nation in God will never fail. Take that song for 2 minutes. And then you get your expectations ready as you present them before God.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Him. My faith in Him shall never fail. I'm satisfied.
Everybody see me.
I'm satisfied with Jesus.
I am.
begin to just thank the Lord ahead. The Bible said they looked up to him and they were enlightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Open your mouth and begin to tell God, Lord, I am looking up to you for number one, for number two. Begin to enumerate them before God right now. I'm looking up to you for these. I'm looking up to you for these. I'm looking up to you for these. Mahashadaga. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Lift up those expectations. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand here today by the mantle of this altar. And I decree upon every expectation lifted here from all around the country. Father, I thank you in advance because it is done. And now I take authority over every limiting devil, every ancestral altar, generational power, occultic curse, witchcraft manipulation, diabolic operation that is standing against the answers to this presented. I declare you are roasted by fire. Every satanic altar that said you should not get married. Every satanic altar that say you shouldn't have your children. Every satanic altar that say you shouldn't leave the spot where you are. Every satanic altar that said the sickness must remain in your body. Inherited sickness, the diabetes, the hypertension, the ulcer, the cancer. Every satanic altar resisting the plan of God for your life and resisting your answers. Today they are set on fire. In the name of Jesus. The angels of hosts that minister on this altar, on this ministry, supply angels, healing angels, breakthrough angels, deliverance angels, preservation angels, angels of light and revelation, they are released on your behalf right now. In the name of Jesus, to release your answers into your hands, overnight, tonight, I decree supernatural divine encounters that will confirm your answers. Before these 7 days are over, your testimonies are in your hands. Father, thank you. And thank you because it is done. In Jesus' precious name, wave it and give the Lord the praise. The only thing that may hinder anybody's expectation here, the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I'd like you to come forward here and make your way right. We'll take that song again. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here. Make your way right to Jesus. Don't sit down yet. We are still singing. Make your way right to Jesus. Have your sins forgiven. Have the yoke of addiction broken. And any bondage in your life broken. And say, Pastor, I want to make it right with God tonight in this fasting period. You quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. Step forward here. While they are coming, you will take the communion positions. While the celebration goes on, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Those taking communion positions, go ahead. Those coming forward to surrender your life to Jesus, quickly step forward.
I'm satisfied with you. My faith in peace and I'm
Somebody's chest and heart condition is just healed right now. Somebody's knee is just healed right now. And that demonic thief that is stealing from you in the night, I see them restoring what is stolen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat.